Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. Mike. Ouch. I don't know what that was, but don't.
As you can tell, Melody's had some problems with connection, so Todd's going to reconnect to her. This is Pastor Butch Paul, our co-host today. And we're glad you're with us today. We're going to bring on Greg Hunter in a few minutes to give his updates on what's going on. So bear with us as we get Melody lined back out and get everything back the way it should be. I'm sure she got some interesting news with this on the markets. It tumbled again today, unbelievably. Folks, it's amazing. It's amazing how they keep how they're falling this quickly. And they blame it on coronavirus. I don't think that's all of it, but I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. But there's so much coming down that I think we need to pay attention to what Melody has to say today, especially, folks, to plan for your future. Please pay attention when she talks about that. Is Melody back with us yet?
Not yet.
I don't hear her, so not yet. Okay. So anyway, we're going to do the market reports, which I don't have in front of me because Melody usually does that. I just have to, I guess, sit here and talk to you a minute. What I'm thinking of, though, for those that listen to this program that do not hear my broadcast, we put out a once-a-month news magazine called the Minuteman News via email, totally free, no charge, packed with information of all kinds on Mark the Beast technology, police state, gun control, health news, all manner of things, totally free. If you email me at Pastor Butch at startmail, like you start a car, startmail.com, I can sign you up to receive March's magazine, no charge. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. I think you'll find it worth the effort. At least sign up and get it sent to you. I think you enjoy it. And if you do, let us know and share it with your friends. Pass on to all your friends. It has information in it about finances, of course, and what's going on with finances in this country. Things I think you'll find more than interesting that you might want to share with other people. I think we're still trying to connect to Melody. I don't know what happened there, but
yes,
obviously something happened.
Here.
She is here. Okay.
Gee, they're jamming us already, and I haven't even started.
Oh, my gosh. You must have some hot news today.
I guess. Well, we do have Greg Hunter joining us today, so I'm not sure how far you got through on the market report,
I didn't talk about the markets at all. I don't have it in front of me, so you go ahead and do that.
All right, so let me go ahead and do that. What were you talking about then? But anyway,
talking about
we have...
You?
Is that why my ears were ringing? Anyway, folks, a little pressure on gold today, down 350 at 1638, but we did have a high of 1661. Silver was down 29 cents at 1771, with a high of 1817. Platinum was down 14 at 903, at 920, and something that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever was palladium, which was up almost 4% at 29.27. You have the USDX today down 65 at 98.47. Another reason why gold is higher, and another reason gold should be higher was crude oil was down 1.82. So the DX, the USDX was lower, crude oil was lower, everything was lower, and gold is lower. Temporary, my friends, just temporary. You have the Dow down almost 4.5%, 1,191 points, 25,766. The NASDAQ down 4.61%, 8,566. Let these numbers sink in, ladies and gentlemen. S&P 4.42%. down 137 points at 2,978. They're holding that 10-year yield. It dipped below 130, but it's still at 1.30. European and Asian markets, they were, you know, London and Germany were down over 3%, Japan 2%. The fear and greed index, the emotion, well, we're down to 13, so, but haven't had a time to digest all the news that has gone on as far as the stats. Stocks are on the track for the worst week since the Great Recession, the financial crisis, and there's a lot of things that we can point to, and of course the coronavirus, and if you read the headlines out there, that's enough to give anybody the the fear of a lifetime, but certainly the markets, there's really no confidence, I believe, even coming from D.C., from the White House. I didn't see any, you know, true confidence building whatsoever, and there's all kinds of scenarios we can create, and today I think it's the most perfect day we could have him joining us, and this is Greg Hunter. And
hey.
I do believe he is on the line with us. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, great. How are you? I have Butch Paul here with us.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. You know, I've been complaining. I don't know if I talked about this the last time. Last time I was on the air with you, I talked about reducing your risk, that people are ignoring risk.
Yep.
And, you know, you heard me make this rant about China. About, you know, everybody ignored the risk, and as the money was flowing in there, I mean, hey, it's okay, Tiananmen Square, who's the dictator for life, Xi Jinping, concentration camps, harvest the organs of dissidents, social credit scoring system, persecuting Christians, you have zero rights whatsoever. What could go wrong with Mary Barra taking General Motors production over there? What could go wrong with doing business with a totalitarian communist regime? Ding, ding. Ding, ding, now you're seeing it. And you haven't even seen it fully get going with how onerous. There's no constitution. You have no rights. Oh, you said something. Boom! Not anymore. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People ignored the risk. Here's the other risk they ignored. Like, this is a real market. You know, we ignored the risk. We ignored. Wait, this has been going on since September. I know I've been on since September. What did I talk about? The repo market. Wow, something broke. The banks won't loan themselves money, so the Fed not only sets the overnight rate, that's the repurchase agreement rate, whether you pull up the overnight, you know, a stock or some bond or some crap, and then you got to pay a 2% vig on it. Now it's 1.5%, I think that's the Fed funds rate. Anyway, that's overnight, and the banks wouldn't do that, didn't trust the collateral. The banks don't trust each other. That's what happened with Lehman. All right, follow me?
Yep.
So we're talking
Absolutely.
About nobody trusts the damn debt.
Yep.
Nobody trusts the debt. And then you have China with $40 trillion. This is not what I think. $40 trillion in debt. Print it. That's a fact. This isn't about the virus. This is about the ability to service debt. This is the China's whole factories. Listen, I don't know if this is a bio. I think they said it was a bioweapon. Oh, it came out of the factories, and oh, there's a lot more people. Oh, it's 10 times, it's 50 times, it's 500,000, it's 500 million. I don't care. Stop. That's people's opinions on how bad it's going to get, and they may all be right. But the financial data you can source that's solid as hell says it's bad.
Yep.
What you're framing is, oh, it's the coronavirus. It's the
coronavirus.
No, it's not. It's whatever this is that's stopping China's ability to service debt. Make a product, send it out, make a profit, and service debt. And then that goes all around the world. Land Rover. I don't think they even have a factory in China, but they have some factories that have critical components that come out of China. And what's happened to Land Rover? They had to stop producing their machine because they couldn't get the parts. And Apple. And everybody else that's over there. And all the American companies and European countries that, you know, have to get at that $1.4 billion. It's okay, they're communists. They're not really. They're just that way. They don't want two-party rule. It's okay, you know, persecuting Christians, concentration camps, harvesting the organs of Falun Gong. It's okay. No rights, no nothing, no rules. We're on top. We have all the stuff. You better shut up. It's okay. Until it's not.
Amen.
Right and on. There we have, and this is just getting going, folks. This is
going to
be. I had Martin Armstrong on, and I couldn't believe he said this. And both Chris Martinson also said so. The same thing. He kind of has a dual role. He understands the science because he's a PhD in toxicology from Duke University, but he also understands the money. But Martin Armstrong. Just go to Martin Armstrong. I asked this question to Martin Armstrong. I was surprised because Martin Armstrong's kind of sometimes he hedges a little bit. I don't know if it's because he doesn't want to, you know, freak people out, or if he because he sells the information, or both, or neither. I don't know. But I was surprised at the answer, and the answer was so. Let's go back to the repo market. We did have a crash starting in September because mm-hmm. the Fed went crazy. They started printing $60 billion a month. Again, this is not what I think. This is a tinfoil hat conspiracy. You can read it on the Federal Reserve because they want to be overt. They want people to know we're doing something. And they took over the repo market. I mean, some days it's $100 billion plus in overnight money. And then you have Jamie Dimon. We're going to remove the stigma going to the Fed window. We're just going to hit the Fed window. Why? I thought they had a quote-unquote fortress balance sheet. What are they hitting the Fed window for? So we had a problem, a big one. Fed took over the repo market, boys and girls. Are you? Hello? Hello? Wake up! And now they're doing this? Holy cow. So I had Bo Pony on the... when did I have him on? I had him on the 9th of February. And he said, hey, my market cycle work is saying that this is going to blow up. And, you know, the following week, the market hit all-time highs. But he was within 160 points of the top. And people were writing me going, you ruined your reputation. He doesn't know what he's talking about. No, he's made a lot of good calls. He made a call in 18, and we had 20% in the S&P. But I think that was even a fake number. That was 18, at end of 18. So we're not going to have Santa Claus rally. It's going to crash. And they and on Christmas Eve, Mnuchin, Secretary, had to come out and say, we're going to stop raising rates. Right? The broader index, the Russell 2000, not the S&P 500 or the Dow, the Russell 2000, it wasn't 20%, 1920, that was the Dow and the Russell. It was 37%. That was a major crash. And then in 19, he said, we're going to have a crash at the end of the year. Oh, well, we didn't. We hit all-time highs. Well, why didn't we? Because the Fed went crazy. We had a crash. They were stopping one. We had a crash. They lost control. They still lost control. They don't have control. That's what John Williams says at ShadowStats.com, economist at ShadowStats.com. He says, if they were in control, they could stop doing what they're doing, but they can't.
They can't.
They lost control. So we had a crash. Bo was right again. We just didn't see it. But he was right. Now he comes on the 8th of, and this is my Nana Nana Poo Poo stick your head in doo-doo moment. I hope I can say that to you, Pastor Paul.
Certainly can, but it's all right.
Okay, so this is my Nana Nana Poo Poo, and he said, whoa, you should take some risk off the table. This is going to crash, and it's going to crash all the way into April, and it's going to go down, then it's going to come up a little, then it's going to down. It's going to go down hard. Everybody was like, oh, your reputation, Bo Pony, he's always wrong, which he's not. He made a lot of big calls. He's made some bad calls. Most of the big ones are big. And I was like, Bo, you really want to be on? Yes, I'm right about this. I know I'm right. Well, he hit the top within 160 points. I'd say that may not be in the center
that's
of the bullseye,
close.
But you're clearly in the red. And now he's talking about the C wave, which happened. He's talking about, this is what's going to happen. So it's going to go down. Then it's going to bounce off the C wave. And I don't know where that's going to be. And then it's going to come back. And we're down 13%? What are we down? 13%
pretty
off the
close.
Top?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Is the C wave finished? Whatever the C wave is, you can pretty much take that metric. Wherever that stops and it bounces, and I suspect the Fed's going to come up with a half a point and more QE and bond buying and too big to fail and, you know, until they completely destroy the dollar. And I want to talk about China and their gold, too. And I suspect that they'll probably get that to stop at, what, 18, 19, 20%? Okay? You could double that number right there, and there's your fall into April.
Mm-mm.
This is a peep, and they ain't going to bring this back. How are they going to bring this back next time?
They can't.
After they cut rates, too, what are we at right now, Fed funds rate? 1.5%?
1.5%, yeah.
People are ignoring the idea that we have criminal activity. That's this whole naked short selling. Well, they're crushing the gold market. So the criminals are at it again. It's criminal. It's freaking criminal. They were doing that to Apple or Amazon or Microsoft or Facebook. Oh my God, there'd people be walked out in cuffs. That's criminal.
Wow.
We're ignoring that. We're ignoring the fact that we have the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, a.k.a. the Plunge Protection Team. That's a fact. That's not a fantasy. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Okay? We're ignoring the fact that they're juking the everything. There's not a single market that's either suppressed or it's propped up. Whether it's the futures market, it's the stocks, it's the this is not a trashing of Donald Trump. Without him, we'd have been in a depression already. And I think that was the plan with Hillary. And so, but listen, there's not a single market out there that's a real market. We're ignoring that fact as well. We're ignoring it.
That's true.
We ignore the risks is what we're in the area of ignore the risk, and on a good ship lollipop, you can have everything you want and there's no risk, and it always goes back up, and the Fed and the Bank of Japan and the People's Bank of China and all these weasels who are really basically propping up their buddies so they can get out. There's big money being made on this market. Wall Street's making huge money. Right now, they're telling you on Fox Business and CNBC, stay in the market, be a long-term investor. Really? Well, the big traders aren't. They're gone. I've been talking about Ray Dalio buying gold. Oh, he's an idiot. Really? He's an idiot. Okay. Ray Dalio's telling people that he's buying gold. He was at Davos, Switzerland, telling, we're buying gold. We're buying gold. There was another guy who runs a big hedge fund. I can't remember what it was. He's telling, we're buying silver. I'm buying silver. That has yet to take off, but it's going to. What do we print today? 109. Oh, my God. 1,100, 1,200 points, roughly.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know what I think the worst day was? The worst day of this week was? Yesterday? Yesterday. Why? Well, they had it. You know that all the markets. So I'm looking at all the markets overnight, on Tuesday night going into Wednesday morning. And I'm seeing, wow, CAC is down a half a percent. The FTSE, the DAX, all these markets are down. The Asian markets are all down. And yet our futures were up.
Yep.
There's no manipulation there, is there?
Yeah, they couldn't hold it.
So they got to go 400 points, yep. And it closed down 123 and change. That was
a bad day.
Mm-hmm. And so, so here's the next thing. So we're gonna probably get a bounce at some point. I don't know where the C wave and this wave is going to be. I don't know what they're going to rush in and do to ricochet it back up for a while. But there's no way to service debt. They say the debt's $250 trillion. Gerald Celente made a good point. They've been saying that number for 2 years. You think it's $250 trillion? Or is it $300 trillion? Or three?
Yep.
I'll wait.
We're heading into a break, Greg. Listeners, please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, and we have our very special guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Greg, there's so much things to cover. We were heading into the break, and we had, you know, Butch asked questions about the repo market, and you are just you're just a wealth of information today. So if you would like to continue, please.
Listen, you can't audit the Fed. You cannot audit them. You have no idea what they're doing. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't. You know what the $800 billion for the TARP money, and then you find out from, you know, professors at UMKC and others, they really funneled in $29 trillion during the last meltdown.
Well, let me ask you a question, Greg. Do you think President Trump will do the bailouts?
Of what? The banks?
Yeah.
We got it set up that way. Thank you. Bill Clinton and the Graham Bliley Leach Act. Thank you, for passing that, which basically, melded, commercial banking, you know, your Wells fraud goes, which is another whole fraud fest there. They just paid a $3 billion fine. Their regulator is the Fed, for mass forging of signatures and thousands of employees forging. But anyway, I digress. So will he do bailout? Well, then they melded, they gave FDIC insurance to everybody. You know, Medicare for all. Hey, FDIC insurance for investment banking who do crazy, wild stuff with their trading desk. And if they go under, hey, we're on the hook. Will he bail out? Will he, by law, he has to. He's screwed. This all happened before him. That's the Graham Bliley Leach Act, which in effect did away with Glass-Steagall, which said, hey, listen, commercial banks and, you know, mom and pop and deposits, no problem. You're a depositor, okay? You get your money back. We got you. But, you know, J.P. Morgan and Morgan Stanley and your trading desks and Goldman, and, you know, there's no branches for Goldman. Goldman has no, you can't walk into a Goldman branch and say, I'd like to open up a checking account.
Right,
can you
right.
do that? No. And so for all those, oh, yeah, we'll give you FDIC insurance, too. Well, nobody can go bankrupt. So will he have to do the bailout? The answer is they already set it up that way. So, I mean, so what's going to happen to the currency? Listen, the currency is they can't print all this trillions of dollars. China can't do that. They can't, you know, I think it's going to be a carnival of inflation, massive inflation and defaults. Inflation, deflation. They can't do it. They're going to have to. The reset is a debt reset. We can't have all this debt. Of course, it'll be reset for the big players and the little players as well. You know, you're going to work this off, or we're going to reset your loans and the new currency. Or I don't know how this is going to work. This is unprecedented in human history. The debt has never been bigger. The global debt was 250. They've been bragging about that number for about 3 or 4 years now. And Gerald Zelensky said it's much bigger than that, the debt. They can't service the debt. And now you take China out, who owes $40 trillion of this debt, and, oh, yeah, they can print yuan. The People's Bank of China can print yuan until it turns into confetti. You know, anybody can print their currency until it turns into confetti. You know, I would suspect that before it turns into confetti, they're going to have to roll out their 20 tons of gold, and that's why gold is now a Tier 1 asset. Remember? It was a Tier 3 asset. You can only count a percentage of it. Now it's a Tier 1 asset. What do you bet they're going to really lean on that one? And that means the price has to be much higher. And listen, I'm not trying to get people to buy your stuff, but I've been telling people they should have core assets in physical metal as what? An insurance policy. This is not a money-making trade. You want to make a money-making trade and take some risks? Because when you trade, you take risk. Then you go and you buy the miners or whatever. That's risky. I'm not a money manager, but what I do say is you should have 5, 10, 20. Egon von Greyer, and he vaults gold for people, rich people. And you know, and this is the way the rich people look at the really rich. Okay, not the little rich, the really rich. You know, where they got a billion, several billion. You know, that kind of rich. He says, well, you know, I said, do you have clients that have $1 billion? You have 20% of their assets, the liquid assets. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, gold, physical. Yes, yes. Yes, and they, you know, my guys, they didn't really get excited at $1,900 an ounce for gold, and they didn't get really sad when it was $1,000, $1,040, you know, for gold. We know how this ends. I think we're getting to see how it ends. This is it, folks. And then what the main thing is that people are totally, taken by surprise. They don't have a case of water in their house.
That's
they don't
true.
Have enough to last a week in their house. You know, they may come out and say, listen, we're going to fight this by self-quarantining. You cannot, you know, martial law, whatever you want to call it, but you're not going to be out driving around unless you're key medical personnel, and you better be in rubber gloves and goggles and an N95 mask. I don't know. The debt is going to be defaulted. I don't see how they can make everybody whole. I just don't. I mean, I'm sorry. The debt's going to be defaulted. This is why you have a core asset in gold and silver. Core. This is not a trade. This is set it, forget it. If you think you're going to need to go buy a car or put money down on a house, don't buy gold.
You don't use it. Nope.
You know, you use it when it's doomsday, when it's this kind of insurance. And now what's happened with this kind of insurance, right? So we have, gold was at, people don't realize this, but how many months ago? 4, 5, 6 months ago, what was it, 1,300?
Yep.
Now
yep.
They're whacking the hell out of it right now. Again, ignoring the fact that we have a criminal enterprise at all the markets, and, you know, they're watching porn at the SEC with Bernie Madoff, and they're allowing people like, my most recent one, Wells Fargo, they paid $3 billion to avoid prosecution. Their reporting was they had thousands of employees forging signatures to rip off their clients. That's a RICO Act. And they were misbehaving, it said in the article. Misbehaving.
Misbehaving?
Nope. Really? Just really? Or they were in a RICO fraud criminal activity. Nobody went to jail. This is what I'm talking about you. Well, they won't let that happen. The cops, they won't let us be ripped off and robbed. There's laws about. No, there's not.
No.
None they're going to enforce. You go in and rob a damn gas station, and you're going to jail for 7 to 10.
That's true.
Not if they steal billions of dollars. Their profit was $19 billion. This is Wells Fraudgo. And they paid a $3 billion fine. That's like a toll, isn't it?
Oh, my.
So,
well, I'm asking you this.
Nothing changes, Greg. I mean, you know, this has been going on. I mean, we've been through this how many times before?
And
it just amazes
change.
How everybody gets so sucked into it again and again and again. It's human nature. I get it. But here we are again.
This is going to be the crash of crashes. It's going to last for a while.
The same way. And people are reacting the same way. And it's
they're not
going
to be able to bring this. What they did in the last meltdown was they didn't fix it. They had QE1, QE2, Operation Twist, right? They had all this debt buying, bond buying.
Yep.
They had, swaps, with the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank at half a trillion or billion, trillion. Who knows? You don't know. They're just criminals. Just criminals running the financial system is what it is. That's really what it is. And at some point, they're not going to be able to print the money to buy the assets to service the debt. It ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. At some point, it ends, and it's going to end quickly. And didn't it end quickly? I told you, I said at some point it's going to end quickly. How quickly did it end? Let's see. We're right back to where we were about in September of 2019 in terms of the stock market. How's that? How quickly was that?
Greg, do you see this turn around at all and build it back up again, or do you think it's going to continue down?
I think the turnaround is going to be short-lived because they can't service the debt.
Okay.
Where are they going to put people back to do? And how many companies are going to leave China? And are you going to buy stuff from China with this going on?
No, that's going to hurt them big time. But now Obama signed the law. I'm pretty sure this is right. I don't remember the law, but that the banks can use your money in the bank. They can take it to cover the debt. Is that also true?
You have been turned into a creditor. You are no longer a depositor.
Folks, listen to this.
Okay, this
important.
Was the Democrats
listen
and
this.
Republicans.
Listen to this, folks. Go ahead, Greg.
This is the Democrats and Republicans. You are a creditor. You know, will they take all your money? Well, probably not, but they're gonna you know, it's like, look no further than what happened in Cyprus. That was their test model, right?
Yep.
Well, you can have $300 a week. Well, whoa, I got to meet payroll. Yeah, you can have $300 a week. Did I tell you you can have $300 a week? So the people that had gold, silver, currencies, okay, their own currency, they did pretty good. The currency is going to do pretty good for a while. It's going to be really good because you're not going to be able to hand somebody, you know, right now gold, silver is $18 an ounce roughly, and so a quarter is about a sixth of an ounce, and, you know, a 1964 earlier quarter. You're not going to be able to pull a 1962 quarter out of your pocket and tell, hey, this is $3. And they're going to say, you're stupid, that's 25 cents. Yeah, but this is a 1960 90% silver quarter. It's $3. It's a sixth of an ounce of silver. No, it's 25 cents. That's what you're dealing with, okay? Stupid. You're dealing with the product of common stupid, okay? I saw somebody at the store the other day with a smartphone. He was buying a $10 item. He has a smartphone. Here you go. No problem. I got a smartphone. No cash. Great. No cash. In a credit crisis, that's not going to work. Your credit cards are not going to... In a credit crisis, that's what happened last time. They froze that stuff. You think banks are going to loan you money to pay your bills? And they're in a total meltdown? Are you kidding? You know, they create the debt, and then they have to suck it down. It's their debt. You're supposed to pay it back. That's the beautiful thing about cash, is that... And I'm not saying don't buy have core assets. I'm saying... this is Bob Moriarty said this. In 2010, it's going to work really great for a while. Is that 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months? I don't know. Something like that. You don't have to explain it. Here's a $10 bill. I need some stuff. Okay, got it. Check. Good. Thank you.
True.
So,
very true.
And, you know, here's an ounce of silver. Okay, it says $1. Yeah, I know, but it's really worth $20. It says $1 right here. Here's a $50 ounce of gold. It says $50. Well, no, it's worth $1,700 or $1,800 or whatever it is at the time. No, it says $50. This is the ridiculous. Have you ever seen the thing Mark Dice did with, he had a 10-ounce bar of silver and he had a big bar of that? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
How many stupid people? I take the chocolate. Well, you don't want this 10-ounce bar of silver? I take the chocolate. You don't want this $150 bar of silver? You really? No, I take the chocolate. I want the chocolate. This is a common stupid product, right? This is what we're working with here. Oh, they'll eventually get it, but not right away. That's why cash is so good early on. I don't see there's any. This was not what Listen, they made their stand on Wednesday, and they were crushed. That's why, you know, what's the stopping point on this wave? Bo Pony says it's the C wave. And he says, right now it's down 8%. Well, now it's down 12 or 13. I said, well, I was talking to him last night, and I said, what? So the C wave could go much deeper. Oh, yeah. And then they'll bounce it back up. It's going to bounce back up. This is what my cycle work says. And then, oh, man, oh, honey, hush. Oh, April's going to be ugly.
Wow.
And they're going to make gold look like, oh, there's no sense of me going into gold. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're capping it. Oh, we can't let people go in somewhere. Because, you know, so on one end, we have propping up and the plunge protection team and all that. And on the other end, we have criminal, naked short selling where the FTC doesn't even bother. I don't know what we pay them for. What do we pay the Federal Trade Commission for? What do we pay the CFTC for? What do we pay them for? Why do we have a CFTC? You know, so you guys can read comic books and watch porn all day? I don't know. What do we have them for?
What do you think could happen if they did back in the 1930s when the thing got so bad they outlawed gold? They want people to have it as an asset. Could that happen again?
Well, here's the problem with that. Here's the problem. So back then we had a $20 gold piece, and gold was a $20 gold piece to this day is 0.967. Is that right, Melody? 967, right? Because back in the day it was $20.67. So they had they make up for the 67 cents, which back then could buy, you know, 7-8 gallons of gas.
Right.
So that was actual currency. Okay, so then they, in the Reagan years, they brought up the gold and silver eagle. So they made it a coin, and they got it passed, and people could start buying it. And I find it hard to believe that they're going to say, oh, all that stuff we sold you at the Treasury, that's all illegal now. I find that hard to believe. Now, they may say that, you know, those crook, you can't have any foreign gold. We want that. And I think the real money is in nationalizing the mines, deep storage, whatever you want to call it. That's the real money. And also, any country that has gold on deposit in the United States, bye-bye, it's ours. Yeah, we've been helping you for years. It's ours. We want it. Thank you. We have it. It's ours now. Sorry. We have nukes. That's what I think, but what do I know? I just don't see them fixing this with printing tons of money. They can make it bounce. They can make it come back up some. You know, people are stupid. Oh, God, the Federal Reserve has it. Oh, the global central banks are making my stocks grow. Oh, so you're all for the criminal activity as long as your stocks go up. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? And the answer is, well, you're seeing what could go wrong. And if people are going to hang in here, they may get a bounce, but I don't know where that bounce comes from. I don't know where, you know, I'm not an advisor. I'm not an expert on charting cycles. Bull Pone doesn't even realize. He says they could go down 3-4 more days before they do something. I don't know. You get a total meltdown tomorrow in another 1,000-point day, and the Fed's going to have an emergency meeting, and they're going to come out and do something.
Wow.
What do you think they're going to do? They haven't done anything yet.
What do you think
they're
going to do?
Of course they
haven't.
What
are they going to do?
Because they only have, what do they have in their toolbox? It's stupid. They got a point and a half to lower rate. What are they going to do? Now all the money in the banks is now -5. You're going to pay 5%. Oh, that wouldn't cause any ripple. That wouldn't cause people to take all their money out of the banks.
Let's just freeze the banks.
Well, yes, and this is why cash is such an important component. You know, of your strategy. Food is number one, food and water. I mean, I'm telling you right now that anybody out here listening, you better be hitting Costco or Walmart or where you should be buying, stuff undented. They'll last a long time. They'll last longer than the date on the can, generally speaking. Especially if it's undented. Don't get dented cans. That screws them up. So, I just see this getting worse, right now you can buy gold. I don't know what kind of sales you're having at your place. So you told me the other day, which I thought was very insightful. I said, "Hey, gold was up $20. Are you having people call you?" "No, a few, but no." Then you said, "You know, well, the little guys always last at the party."
Well, you know what, Greg? Would you believe there's premiums on some items that actually went down a little bit? So it's just not, it's across the country. Premiums on $20 gold pieces, I mean, they haven't really truly jumped into that panic mode. There's no fear or panic yet.
It's break time, you know.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with Butch Paul and, of course, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. I think we still have Greg, don't we?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Just to let you know, my family thinks I'm crazy. Well,
we
maybe
all have
not
families
today.
That think we're crazy.
Welcome to the club, Greg. Welcome to the
they
club.
They think I'm crazy, but I have one cousin who's an electrician. And he's a brilliant guy. I mean, he's a blue collar electrician, but he can wire an airport or power plant. Skilled labor, right? The last time we had this meltdown, I said, "Dude, you're going to be fine. You're skilled labor." Yeah, really? I said, "Yes." And you got 25 years of your company, and your company's got to go out of business for you to get laid off. Okay, you're skilled labor. You're good. You know, unskilled labor, not so good. Skilled labor, good. They can't get you. They can't. They got to. You know, somebody has to work for 8, 9, 10 years to be where you are. So he said, "Fine." I was warning him to get out of the market in 08 because this was coming. I mean, all the good people, the Peter Schiff's of the world, and people that I was interviewing were all like, "This real estate thing is going to blow sky high. This is a dud. This is not going to be contained." Well, by the time he started selling, it was like in January, and I said, "Stop!" January 09, I said, "Stop selling." Mark Farber came on in March and said, "It's going to go up. They're going to raise it to the moon," and he was right. And I thought, "Stop! He's right. He's totally right." And so this last time, I was warning him. I said, "Listen, this is a jerked around, contrived market. You can't ignore the risks, right?" So he got burned. He told me, he said, "I lost so much money." He said, "Greg, do you know how long it took me to get back to even with them juking the market? With them juking the market and me putting my money in, it took me 5 years to break even. This is with me putting money in and them raising the market up." But what they don't tell you is that there's so many companies that went out of business. You know, WorldCom and Enron and all these companies went out of business, right? But they masked that in the charts. They don't. You know, there's not a single ounce of gold that turned to zero.
True.
But then they compare this to gold, where none of the assets in this group have gone to zero. And then they say, "Oh, here's the Dow." "Oh, really? So wait, did you account for all the companies that went out of business and went to zero?" "Oh, no, we covered that up." So that's total bullshit. Sorry, it was BS. And so my guy just called me when I'm off the air, my cousin, my first cousin. I call him my co-bro. And he's calling me because he's watching this carnage. Now, he was in 2018. I was telling him that 2018, this is going to tank. Oh, he was sell. Then they changed the rules. He could sell all he wanted. He's got up to I can say this because you don't know who he is, $1 million. He's been working for 30 years, right? $1 million. So he got a little squeamish. He went to his union guy and said, "I'm selling it all." This is in the peak of the market, in October of 18. Wow, did he look good. Then they brought it back up. I said, "Don't if you do. Don't you get back in that market. There is trouble. They got this whole repo thing working. They this thing is blown up. And then on top of that, we got this coronavirus. On top of they already had a huge problem, boys and girls. Please keep that in mind. This you're just seeing now this thing bubble out. They were able to keep a lid on it, even though they lost control, with the repo market starting in September. And starting with $60 billion a month, which is still going on, still in the repo. Oh, we're going to be out of the repo. Stop it. Stop. They're not out of the reap. They're not giving people money. Yeah, Janet Yellen, "In the next recession, we should just outright buy stocks." I think they were doing that. So he just called me a few minutes ago, laughing his head off. He said, I did what you said, man. I did not go back in the market. All of his people said, see, it all came back. He said, that's okay. You're taking a big risk. I was, see, it all came back, man. Okay. All right. I'm going to take this 2.5% treasury bill, and I'll take whatever the match is. What's 10% or something, right? That's what I said. Just take it. Don't be cute. You know, you're 58 years old. This is going to be devastating. You're never going to get your money back. And he listened to me. One of my only family members to listen to me. And he called me up laughing. His head. We were in the break. Laughing his head off. I said, I got to call you later. He said, yeah. Well, everybody was telling him, the last meltdown, oh, my gosh. He said, you saved me $400,000. So I don't know where his thing was positioned, but they got creamed. So
hey,
he's
Greg,
got,
tell
so,
him to give
so,
me a call.
Well, he's got the money. You can only do so much. But I said, your next risk, your next risk is a risk to the currency, but for now, you don't have a risk. So the next risk is going to be you get too much currency. And, he's got some strategies where he could actually quit, retire, and go right back to work. I said, you may want to do that. Pay your house off. I mean, pay your car off. Buy your new car. Pay it off. All that is all stuff you need to do. I'm not, you may want to buy, the cash land where you can rent it out to a farmer, have yourself a little woods and a little place to, maybe buy yourself 40 acres and rent, half of it out, pay the taxes. I don't know. But you got to have it, you can't be leveraging yourself. That's the problem. You can't be leveraging yourself. But, think about this now. Just think about this. At the last 2008, how did they get it to come back? 2008, 2009, the Fed's fund rate was in 2007 or 8 was 5.25. What is it now? 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
So they dropped it to zero effectively. 0% interest rates, right? Zero.
Pretty
which
much,
was really between
yeah.
0 and 13.13. Right, mm-hmm. They dropped it to zero for all intents and purposes. So I don't want people to they didn't really drop it to zero. Okay, fine, right. Okay, right. For all intents and purposes, they dropped it to zero. Where they get so they can still drop it to zero, but they're dropping it from where? From 1.5%? Really? And how much QE? How much extra do we have in the credit cards back then? Well, a lot. Apparently, trillions. Do you think we can do that again, or do we get a real price for everything? Do we get a real price? That's the reset, a real price for everything. I mean, you got to figure that your stocks are going to be, the last time in the last real crash, the real bottom of the market, when they came out with the magazine cover, equities are dead, I think the PDE ratio was 7 or 8 times earnings. That's probably what it's going to go to.
Yep.
You're talking about history here now. So what is it now, 26 times earnings? What is it now? 25 times? I don't know.
Somewhere around
$17 trillion market or something? Well, it was. It's probably a $50 trillion market now. So I don't know. Where's this? We're going to get a repricing of everything and all this bond debt. They can pay this. Listen. I want people to get this in their heads, okay? At what point were we never going to pay this back? At what point did the elites go, we're never paying this back? We're not going to pay this back. Was it when Reagan left office and he went from, $300 billion to $900 billion? Or $3 billion? $3 trillion. 900, yeah, Reagan came in at the end of Carter, so I think it was $900 billion was the deficit, and he took it to $3 trillion at the end of his reign. So he tripled it, in effect. But tripled it from a low rate. But at what point, I mean, if you look at Bush 43, from 2000 to 2008, he went from 5 to 10 trillion. And then Obama went from 10 to roughly 20 trillion when Donald Trump walked into office, he had $20 trillion of known overt debt, right? Well, he's not really cutting the debt. He's going to crash the economy? Really? He's going to crash the economy the day he walks into office. No, he's not. If you're never going to pay it back, what do you care if it's another $2 or $3 or $4 trillion?
Yep.
What do you care? We're not paying it back. When were we not going to pay it back? Were we not going to pay it back with Bush, 43? Were we not going to pay it back with Clinton at the end of the 1990s? Were we not going to pay it back with when were we not going to pay this back ever?
And I say day one when they knew they weren't going to pay it back from day one.
I'll tell you when the date was when they went to the Graham-Bliley Leak Act and they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act. We were never paying any money back. We were going to print. We were going, and then we had the $21 trillion, which is a real number, folks. This is according to Mark Skidmore. Oh no, you're not hearing about this. Sounds like a fantasy. They want to tell. Oh, the government came out and talked to Dr. Mark Skidmore at Michigan State University. They came out and said, oh, in 2017 and 18 and 19, we had $95 trillion that we have adjustments to. Really, where's accounting for that? Where's the paperwork for that? Because the $21 trillion came from Office of Inspector General reports from the Department of Housing and Urban Development and from the Department of Defense. Those were the government statistics, the government's accounting that he used to go, oh my gosh, there's $21 trillion we don't know is our, and then they come out. The DOD says $95 trillion. Yeah, where's the paperwork for that? Oh, it's here's a press release. Well, that's just total made up garbage. And then they took the budgets dark. Are you getting how bad this is, folks?
Well, Greg, let me ask you a question.
Is everybody getting how they made a rule for the? This is a fact. It's not what I think. This is not what I think. This is not my guess of what went on. The Federal Accounting Standards Accountability Board, I think is what it is. FASB. They made it a national security issue. You wonder why you should have physical assets?
There you go. Well, you know what? Eventually, one of the big ones, us, China, or somebody, is going to totally go boom, flat out, going, done. That's going to affect the world economy. What? I don't know how to explain this to people. I don't understand it myself. When this goes to where the commies are the nations that are the big... Well, how are people going to exist? There'll be no jobs. There'll be no savings accounts left because the dollar will be worthless. What are they going to do? You tell them all the time they need to buy food, they need to get a water filter, they need to get some assets. But the people just aren't listening. They're not. So we're going to see millions, if not billions, of people suffering big time, aren't we?
I don't see how that people aren't going to suffer more outside of the United States than inside. But, you know, we just have stupid people here. You know, we have people that if you go ask them and say, hey, tell you what, you can pay me $50 a week or you can pay me $150 a month. What will you do? And you know what they would say, most of them? $50 a week. Okay. That's what we have. We have, you know, we've been told debt is money and debt is an asset. I want people to please let this sink in. We've been told debt is money, Federal Reserve note. We've been told debt is an asset, which is treasury bills, bonds, corporate bonds, and we're going to find out neither is true. Assets are assets, not paper, not somebody's liability. But those bonds are counted as assets, and you're going to find out they're not. This is what happened to AIG. They wrote all this insurance, they wrote all this paper, and when they had to perform, they were bankrupt, and they almost took down Goldman Sachs if it wasn't for the government bailout to help take out Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs should have gone bankrupt. Warren Buffett should have gone bankrupt. They should have gone bankrupt. They're incompetent. Warren Buffett is incompetent. I've said this before. My secretary pays more tax than I do. Yes, Warren, but your secretary doesn't get multi-trillion-dollar bailouts. We'd have saved far more money if we would have just let you take your comeuppance, and then you would have retired in complete disgust and shame, and you wouldn't have gotten a bailout, and your shareholders, which ignored the risk, would have gotten pounded like they should have.
Very true.
But we don't do that. So this is going to get worse, and this was not what they wanted, and I can't imagine. I don't know if the sea wave, and this is now Bo Pony's bailiwick. He thinks it can go for another 2 or 3 days. So, you know, we get a big tank in Friday, and then we get a tank in on Monday, and maybe they come out Tuesday or Wednesday and cut rates 0.5% and say they're going to fund company. I don't know what, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. We have 1 in 8 companies, just so you guys know this too, that are zombie companies. In other words, they don't make enough money but to do anything but tread water and make payroll, and they can keep borrowing money and rolling it over and borrowing money and rolling it over, and they're just 1 in 8 companies, 15%. Something's going to break, folks. Something is going to go kaboom. And the fastest way companies try to fix problems is they lay people off. That's the fastest way they can do it.
Yep.
So I don't know where if Trump's going to be forced. Now, here's the good news for Trump. He's going to say, man, I had it going on. I had the economy rolling. We were doing good. I can't help it if China went cuckoo and, you know, killed, you know, millions of their population by releasing a virus and, you know, from a bioweapon. I mean, you know, I can't stop that. But he's going to come in, and they're not going to like the way this is going to be remediated. Oh, incidentally, I just heard last night, just to show you more criminal activity, is that John Solomon came out on Hannity, and Hannity didn't say a peep about this. He said, you know, with John Durham and William Barr, and, well, there's going to be – I couldn't believe he said this because I've been hearing for months, years, we're going to have indictments. We're going to have people go to jail. They're going to prosecute – no, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there's going to be few, if any, indictments, but we will have a full accounting. Oh, thank you, John Durham and William Barr, for not functioning as lawyers and prosecutors, for just doing a report so we can figure out how much fraud and crime that we're going to ignore. Thank you for that. I couldn't believe he said it. And you know what Hannity did? Nothing. He didn't say a word. He didn't say, whoa, stop. What? There's going to be few, if any, indictments? Excuse me? How do you know that? Nope. Here's my next segment. And what happened to Lindsey Graham, that little weasel? I'm going to get to the bottom of the FISA court. No, he's not. Liar.
Yeah, but Greg, did anybody really thought that any of these guys ever changed?
I actually thought they would. I thought they, but, you know, what? I'm stupid,
no.
I guess. But, you know, nobody's going to go to jail. Nobody's going to go down for this. Here's what it tells me. That the Republicans and Democrats are both exposed out the ass.
They're all exposed. There you go.
That's what it tells me.
They're all guilty.
They're all guilty. They've committed treason and sedition, every damn one of them, with the exception of maybe
Absolutely.
Tom Cotton.
They haven't, you know, they haven't changed. They're all alike.
Buy gold. Buy silver. Buy food. Buy water.
800-375-4180. We're out of time, Greg. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and spend this hour with us. And listeners, you too, thank you for joining us. Butch, I'll talk to you later, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Right.
Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me